You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, but I do. I think y'all having a good time out there.
Browns are looking for a football party on Sunday in Charlotte against, it's sounding like it's going to be Derek Anderson.
Yeah.
Did you hear Derek Anderson told Cam Newton, rest one more week. I got this.
That's
you hear
good.
That? I thought that
That's
was
good. That's confident.
Yeah.
You got to like it. I mean, they've won two in a row. He didn't play horrible. And I think he's kept their playoff dream alive.
Yeah. No, that's right. And both of his wins, his two starts, have got to get against their division rivals, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So we'll see. Cam Newton worked with, took some backup reps and scout team reps yesterday. Not sure about today. They're on the practice field right now, just like the Browns are. All right, Michael Reg, I met Wilhelm. Nathan Zagura joins us coming up in a moment. Speaking of quarterbacks, how much of a second time out jump in production and performance and awareness will we see from Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel against the Carolina Panthers? That a part of the discussion with the Browns media yesterday. Here's Johnny Manziel.
I mean, last week is last week, and last week is in the past. So it's not about anything having to do with last week. That's on. That's in the past. So now it's just how do we come out and have a good game this week, and how do we come out and be efficient?
Johnny, what jump do you think you can make in start number two?
I think we're just a little off on Sunday. We feel like we had a good week of practice prep last week. So it all starts with today and starts with getting our game plan in and going out and running it well on our first day of practice. I felt like we had a good day today. It's a start for us this week, and now we continue to build on that and work off that throughout the week.
Johnny, this team has a history of losing out at the end of a season. How important is it to not do that?
Absolutely. I think I know the character and the makeup of the guys that we have on this team. This team seems different. Obviously, I haven't been here, but it seems different than any team that we've had here in the past, just based on what you see and based on what you hear from people within the organization who have been here. So knowing the character and the way that these guys are really built. I mean, I don't see anybody on this team going out and not giving it their all these last 2 weeks. I mean, we're still coming out and want to build something for next year, obviously, with our playoff hopes gone. But at the same time, we want to come out and play well because we have a sense of pride and we don't want to end on a bad note.
How much do you think another week of practice with the starters for you, what will make a difference?
Yeah, every year it's all about reps. It's all about getting as many reps as possible and getting in there with the ones and getting even more and more comfortable with them. So this is a process both for Kyle being involved with me as a quarterback. This is our first time being together, even though we've been together all year, first time being the guy under center. So, we're both figuring stuff out as we go and to our strengths and our weaknesses, and we're learning. So it really is just a process for us to come out and be efficient in everything we do throughout this week. That's our key, and that's what we're trying to hone in.
Coach Patton mentioned earlier in the week that even if you hit it out of the park the next two games, it's still hard to know going forward if you're the quarterback in the future. What do you hope to show in these next two games to prove to him that you are that?
Yeah, I mean, play better. Plain and simple. I mean, this position here is about results, and it's about getting the job done. I mean, you got to do that to be on the field in this league. And I mean, for me, that was a first start, and it's something that I'll remember forever. Unfortunately, it leaves a sour taste in my mouth. But at the same time, I mean, I've had bad games in college and had bad games in the past, and it's part of football. I mean, you can't go out and play perfect every week. That's a proven fact.
Hey, Johnny, Coach was saying that something was missing on Sunday, and you guys were just kind of flat and unfocused. Do you think the Indy loss took a lot out of you guys, and there was a little bit of deflation after that?
I mean, you could sit there and say that and try and push some blame here and push it around there to make it feel a little bit better. But I mean, when you look at it, and we just got beat and we just didn't come out and play our best football. And in this game, I feel like that happens. I mean, I remember going back to times A&M, even though that's in the past. I mean, we didn't come out and just had days where you're just a little bit off and it doesn't go your way. So the biggest thing for us is to put that behind us and not harp on that, not harp on the loss 2 weeks ago, not harp on what happened last week, and just let it go.
You've shown arm strength in the past, but it seemed like it wasn't always there on Sunday. How much of that was maybe just circumstantial or just the read?
I think it's just and what I even told myself throughout the week is when you see something and your eyes see it, trust it. And whenever you trust it, then go out and let it fly. And that's what I did all week in practice. I felt like I was decisive in everything I did, and I threw the ball extremely well with a lot of juice on it. And then when it came out to Sunday, sometimes I just second-guessed myself a couple times, and that's when I got myself in trouble. So still continuing to work on that and have trust in the system and have trust in what my eyes are seeing, because I'm seeing it right. Then it just comes down to executing.
Does that mean anything to you that even like Aaron Rodgers had what he called a stinker in Buffalo? I mean, does that mean, hey, it could happen even to the best?
Yeah, even, I mean, everybody's going to have an off day. And for us, I mean, obviously it wasn't our best day. It wasn't the way that I wanted to get my start off here in Cleveland, obviously. I didn't want to come out and lay an egg like that. My first start, especially at home. I mean, our fans have brought a lot of energy to us all year. Have really brought it for all our home games. And for us to go out and lay an egg offensively, it was tough. I mean, nobody wants that. But at the same time, one game doesn't define you as a player. It doesn't define you. Really, what defines you is how you bounce back from that and what you do in the following weeks. And I've come in here and prepared the same way that I did last week. And I felt there was nothing wrong with my preparation last week. When it came down to it, we just didn't play well enough to win.
Johnny, the video doesn't really support this at all, but Pam Oliver reported that as you were running through the tunnel out for introductions that some of your players refused to acknowledge you and slapped your hand. What did you make of that?
It just seems ridiculous.
Hey, Johnny, did the game or the Bengals' defense seem faster than you would have anticipated?
No. I mean, obviously the NFL, I mean, it seems like it is a higher speed. But, I mean, once you go through reps in practice, you went through preseason, it's not a shock anymore. I mean, it is what it is, and this game is faster, and these guys are better, and that's just the facts. That's just what it is. So, no, I don't think it caught me off guard, if that's what you're asking.
How about also John Lynch, he didn't say that you didn't prepare hard throughout the year, but he sort of portrayed, I think, in some maybe follow-up reports that you had told, you know, John and Kevin Burkhardt that you studied really, really hard for this game and perhaps maybe hadn't worked as hard in the weeks leading up to that. Can you kind of clarify?
Sure. That? Yeah, no, I mean, during the season, being the backup, you have to constantly stay on yourself. You're not getting the reps in practice. You're not getting as much time with a quarterback coach, or you're not getting in there as much. So I don't know if that's what they got from kind of talking to me a little bit, but to say that I studied harder as a starter than I would as a backup, I wouldn't say that's accurately true. It's just once you're getting more reps and there's littler things, you have to prepare a little bit differently. But whenever you're not the starter, you have to continuously stay on yourself, and it really becomes on your shoulders.
Johnny, what are you working on mechanically?
No, I think, like I said earlier, just trusting my eyes, trusting the plays and the schemes that we have in, and throwing the ball when it's there. I think the crossing route to Hawkins that got picked off last week was strictly based off me not throwing the ball with a lot of confidence behind it. Kind of tailed off the throw, and it floated off me a little more, and you can't do that. If you're going to throw the ball, see your reads, trust what you saw, and then throw it hard and throw it effective, and then that's what I needed to do. And moving into this week, I need to continue to be assertive in that and be decisive.
Did you feel the full support of your teammates throughout that, before the game, during the game, and this week, and you have?
Sure, yeah, guys have obviously came up to me and kept me up, and because it's hard. I mean, obviously, like I said the other day, it's first shutout for me in my career, and it leaves a sour taste in everybody's mouth. But I mean, the biggest thing that's helped me is being in this building. I mean, these guys obviously aren't letting one game and letting one thing like that get to us and get too down. So like, really, this is my sanctuary. This is where I need to be in here, and know that these people in this building have my back, and this place is really the best for me.
Johnny, have you seen the comments made by Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar and not having success here in Berea because of the way the organization is run? Just your thoughts on those comments.
Yeah, I haven't seen or really heard anything he's had to say, so I think it would be a little off bounds for me to speak on something that I haven't heard about.
What about Johnny, that theme, though, Johnny, the theme of there is, you could argue, a culture of losing here. Of course, you're in your first year, but those of us who've been here a long time have seen only losing, including the players.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's a culture that we obviously, throughout this year, have won more games than we have in the recent past. I mean, obviously, it's not up to our standards and up to what we wanted to accomplish going into this year, but it is progress, and it is a step forward. Even though we have a couple games left, we want to continue to build on this record and make something out of this year that this whole team has worked extremely hard through OTAs, through training camp, through the season to put us in a position to come out with a better record than we have in the past. And I feel that we owe it to ourselves to come out these last 2 weeks and try and get these wins to boost our record and really show that We obviously worked really hard to get these wins, and we want to continue to try and improve on those and get more with the two left that we have on our schedule.
Thanks, guys.
And that's Johnny Manziel as he embarks on his second NFL start against the Carolina Panthers. He called this building and all those in it his sanctuary. Very interesting as Manziel and looks to get that kind of backing and support from his offensive mates for sure as they tackle with Carolina. All right, don't go away. When we come back, Nathan Zagura will join. Doug Deacon is here as well. It's time for our roundtable brought to you by the good folks at the Blue Point Grill and Hospitality Restaurants, and a whole lot more. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't go away.